Yo, 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 you know what this is? We in the building. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And this is the Speaker's Lounge. Whoa, whoa. Got the homies in the building. You already know how we coming. Yo, Quan Mike, what's the biggest topic of the music world right now? Let us know.
Hey boy, Kiss. He did what I said he would do. He beat all of them by himself. He's terrified.
Top five dead or alive. That's just off one LP. Come on,
he's
man.
Stamped it.
He's yo.
Stamped it. He stamped it.
So is he top five dead or alive?
He is.
He
is. He is.
I ain't never seen no shit like that.
And Dipset was unprepared as well.
That I don't know what the hell that was on the perk.
They was on
a Percocet or something. They look junky. They look real janky.
Yeah.
Man, the locks came to do fucking battle.
They had their routines together.
They came to do fucking battle. Dipset was on some pretty shit.
Yeah.
They are like, I don't know.
They always on. Just trying to
look.
Pretty shit.
Just trying to look the part, but not do the
Not do the fucking work. Jada.
Not do the work.
Jada smashed all them niggas. Yep. Like, we ain't gonna leave our Styles P. We ain't gonna leave our Sheik Looch. Them boys showed their ass too, but it's just something about Jada, man.
Yeah.
That's Jada Moi.
Like, yeah.
If you, come on, man, that's Jada fucking Kiss.
Well, what made you think why he did it like that? Because remember the last verses he did with him and Fabo, and he was much laid back.
Respect his bars. He ain't respect their bars.
Nobody respected the bars, and he's older. Jada Kiss is 46 years old, my nigga. 46. He went out there and would man, look.
Do you think that it have anything to do with the whole Max B beef?
Max B beef. No.
And what does he got to do with it?
Max,
I don't understand. Now I'm talking about what does Jada Kiss have to do with the Max
B beef? I don't think that Jada Kiss, but I think it's more Styles.
Jim Jones. See, you know, leading up to this versus, they were back and forth on YouTube, on the internet, making little disses and shit for each other, which is expected. You feel what I'm saying? Leading up to the verses, that's to build the hype up. That's the promotion. That's the marketing. I understand. But when they was like, shout out Max B, Styles P did that, he was really taking a shot because Max B had them niggas under pressure before he went to prison. He had Dips with Jim Jones. He had Purple City Bird Gang under pressure before he went to prison. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Max B been in prison all this time.
Okay.
Jim Jones been out here winning. So then when Max B finna get out like soon. So they been asking Jimmy, like, yo, so with you and Max, that fuck Max B, suck a dick. That's how it, so when Styles did that shit on the stage, that was like a taunt. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, shout out Max B. Jim Jones like, yeah, that's the whole situation. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say this to y'all too.
Crazy.
This is the 20 year anniversary of Kiss the Game Goodbye.
You can kiss your ass goodbye. D-block, 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 la da 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 da.
Oh,
come on,
they know
man.
It.
Come on,
and,
man.
Kiss the Game Goodbye is the debut studio album by American rapper Jada Kiss. The album was released August 7th, 2001, Rough Riders Entertainment Interscope. The album debuted at number 5 on the US Billboard 200 and number 2 on the top R&B hip hop albums charts. Now, what do y'all rate that album? Do y'all got that album? Do y'all remember that album?
I don't remember it, but I just
remember it. I don't have it, though.
You know,
okay.
That's a classic.
D-Block became Mixtape Assassins. After a while, the mixtape game was so fucking big back in the late 90s, early 2000s that D-Block, after they kind of, you know, when shit started fizzling out, they didn't fizzle out. It was just the mixtape game. It was on Rough Riders, and they were rappers. Them niggas is warriors like gladiators. Ain't too many motherfuckers gonna be able to rap up against the locks.
Nope. Okay, so the singles they have on, which was one of my favorites, We Gonna Make It. I love that song.
Class.
We Gonna, that's classic.
It is.
With Styles P, you know what I'm saying?
The same scale they weigh the whales with.
Yes.
What?
And then he had the other song, it was called Knock Yourself Out and Put Your Hands Up.
She said she was a model for a year and a half, and then she took her pins out, then her hair dropped down to her ass. Come on, man.
So what do y'all think this is the most memorable Jada Kiss verse?
That right there.
Damn right. You know what? Mine was that, you all of them, he always stood out.
You're fucking right, yeah.
You know, he really stood out for me, you know what I'm saying? With the, on the Notorious Big John.
Oh, the fucking All About the Benjamins.
That one and
that's how long them motherfuckers been.
Last days.
Just to say that.
You remember last days?
They been going that hard since It's All About the Benjamins, baby. The, that's fucking what, 90 fucking 97, 98?
Yeah.
Like Jada Kiss is that I think everybody's forgot about him. He don't come up in conversations.
Yeah, he don't.
We got to talk about Jada today because like that shit that he did made me. I started to call Jason fucking Martin. Shout out Jason Martin, Jay in production, and say Jay, let me at least get 3 hours of studio time on the strength of what Jada Kiss did.
Yeah,
dead ass man. I said, oh my god, bro.
So is he top 5 dead or alive? I'm asking that question again.
Definitely.
He always be.
What about you, Mike? Because you ain't said that.
But Mike ain't said nothing, but Mike, no. I know you know.
Not my opinion.
That Jada.
I knew he was going to say that.
Oh,
I say.
My fucking God.
I knew he was going to say that. He won't.
Mike,
he's not
you
top
mean
five.
To tell me that Jada Kiss, Jason, is not top 5?
I can, off the top of my
dead
head.
Dead or alive.
In my opinion.
Yeah, we know that. You know, we ain't no animosity.
He ain't even in the top 10 in your book. Top 25.
I say he might be in the top 10. I ain't gonna say top 5.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll live with that. I didn't know shit.
Yeah, I can live with that because top 5, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
And let's get that great.
I can name 5 off the top of my head. Face, Biggie, Andre 3000, Jay-Z, and Big Boy. Oh,
Jay-Z. Andre 3000 can't fuck with Jay.
You out your damn mind.
I said, Andre 3000 can't fuck with Jada Kiss, man. I said, Andre 3000 is not fucking with Jada Kiss. He'll eat his ass up.
Hey.
Fried the fricassee.
Hey, in the
his ass
words,
done.
In the mortal words of Rick James, cocaine's a hell of a thing.
But Jay-Z, he is definitely better than
man,
Jay-Z.
Eat that boy ass that. Up.
What? He better than who?
Jay-Z. We put that name.
He better than Jay?
I go with that.
Me, in my opinion, he number one.
God damn it.
And he's always number one living.
He's number one living.
That, and I've always thought that. I've been on Jada hard forever.
Jada Kiss.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. That verse is really make you think. Like, damn. This...
Jason.
The rappers. Now, respect the Scarface.
That's him?
Let's exempt everybody that he named from what the fuck we about to say. Because them motherfuckers can rap. They all lyricists.
Oh, yeah.
I respect
that's what we respect, though.
And that's what I respect. But to be 46.
He 46?
His shit extends. Like, you know about Jay. From the 90s, he was with Biggie.
Yeah, he was.
To be with Biggie and still be like a motherfucking monster like Jada.
They slept on him. They been sleeping on him.
He grew his hair out now. You would think he's younger
radio,
now.
That's,
he
what
he is. That's my thing. Who? It seemed to me. It seemed like he black.
He wasn't pretty enough.
He
wasn't pretty enough.
He
wasn't pretty enough, was he? Oh,
now,
shit. The rap game got
you
pretty.
You know what it was? You to conform to.
That they judging all for... Cause this right here, I got the hit list up here.
Okay.
He ain't got no hits. But we don't judge him off the hit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
We don't judge him off the hit. We judge him off them balls.
We going him off his balls.
We judge him off the mix.
Fans. As a fan, we judging him off of his fucking balls.
That's why I don't take a lot of radio stuff serious.
Yeah.
Like you say,
but in the music world.
They only trying to give him the credit that they need.
But in the music world, just like with everybody else that we love. They might not have enough hits to be considered what they people would call the greats. Fuck that. I know they great.
I mean,
the fucking hits, like
to me, he got hood classics, and that's bigger than hits to me.
Fucking right.
You know that hood classics is different than hits. Hood classics is like, oh man, I ain't heard that joint in a long time. That joint still jam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just hood. I mean, because he hood before get to the pop.
And he
you
ain't
know
left.
What I'm saying?
You know, 50, some of 50 Cent's best fucking music was before he blew up.
Yeah.
I'm not the nigga that you used to know.
Yeah.
I walk around with a B-4-5.
Yeah.
When he, like, that's when 50 Cent was 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And you love 50 Cent. So, Jada, We ain't judging him. Fuck a hit.
But you know,
the boy been a warrior, gladiator since goddamn the 90s.
You go pop when you trying to make it. You feel
damn right, damn
they
right.
Do, they
and some people that don't give a fuck about that. Jada said, man, he said, we ain't come for all that pretty shit, nigga. Where the bars in?
Yeah, because he's not a... Jada Kiss is not a... what's the word for his aura, his persona?
Yeah.
He's not for the camera.
Nah.
He said, I don't even do social media. So that's what this is, you know, most people like Kanye West and all them, they for the camera.
They were for the camera.
He ain't for the camera.
I think it was also just the fact, like you said, you in there in New York.
Yeah.
Why are you not going to bring it down? If you're a rapper, you bring it down to the grittiest, the rawest.
Turn it the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying? And if you can't do that, you got to have your lyrics, man. You doing all of that. It shows something.
They look like the kings of New York right now.
They won't prepare.
They look like the kings of New York.
Just like, who was it? The last one. Lil Bow Wow and...
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy didn't come to win.
He didn't come. He came to play.
Lil Bow Wow to me came.
He came to knock his fucking head off.
He performed
like a motherfucker, didn't he?
Because Soulja Boy is not really a rapper. He is basically
he's an internet.
He's an internet rapper.
He's a local producer.
Yeah, he is. But that's where you get that bag from, for real.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna shift gears though. What do you think about the boy, the baby?
Shit, hey, he already fucked off. We ain't even got awful opinion.
He fucked off already.
I ain't got nothing bad to say about him.
I'm rocking with him on this principle that I don't have any problem with gays, lesbians, whatever you decide you're gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no problem with it. My problem is the way the media and everyone is ramming it down your throat.
Yeah, they do that.
And it shouldn't. In my opinion, it just shouldn't be pushed on me. And if I feel a certain way, I should be able to say what I feel.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like that even about race, and I even feel like that about the N-word.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because I feel like if whatever I want to say, but like in the privacy of my home. Let me see.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to say what I want to say.
The fuck you want to?
Anybody should be able to say what they want to say. But he did do it out there in the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
We live in a fucking sensitive ass world now, though.
He also said, if you doing this. Correct. So why get mad if you not?
And he didn't particularly call anybody out.
Hey, man.
You decided to feel that you had
AIDS.
You didn't put yourself in that situation. It shouldn't have been for you. You see what I'm saying?
Like, why is nobody talking about the fact that he's a fucking rapper? That's on a stage doing rapper shit, saying rapper shit.
Right.
Motherfuckers can be all politically correct right now, but back in the fucking 2000s, 90s and shit, he ain't do nothing to say, ladies, if your pussy's clean, scream. That niggas been saying that shit. That's like saying, put your hands in the air, say ho.
Skywalker made millions off of stuff like that.
Right.
But you know what the thing is?
In a very different time.
This ain't that day no more.
It ain't. That shit's not. I understand that.
Because everyone, whoever is pushing this, is pushing it so hard and making you believe that it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not up to me to say if it's right or wrong, but let me have my own opinion.
Damn right. But if you have your own opinion now,
and don't make you
if you got your own opinion right. about this situation here, you might fuck around and get attacked by the damn LGBTQ community.
Right.
You will.
So basically what...
They're bullies. They're bullies.
Yeah. So...
Niggas is bullies.
It's kind of messing with your money.
Yeah.
So
baby done lost at least $2 million fucking dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Say it.
Go back and do over again. I'm sure he wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, I just keep my fucking mouth shut.
Right.
But that's kind of...
That's the world we live in.
I can say some stuff behind closed doors, like Sharice said. But when I come out here, I pretty much tone it down. I pretty much keep it in the box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he got a...
He got a what? He got a...
You got a...
He do.
But like your mama...
Time, why Why do you gotta hold yourself back of who you are just because
come on in,
of
sis.
Fans or whatever the case may be?
I understand everybody can say what they want to say, but there's still repercussions and consequences on what you said. And you know,
everybody.
As a black man, how bad the stigma of having AIDS and HIV in the community is. For him to go out there and say that, there are people that are still struggling with that and will not come out and tell people. You still got people in the community spreading it to people, knowing that they got it. So he could have said what he had to say, but he just should have said it in a different way.
Yeah,
but I think that
going with the consequences now of that,
and that's life.
But
that's life.
I love these debates because these are the real life fucking debates and shit. So
yeah.
Here's my issue though.
You know, as far as, I mean, you can live your life, you know, from 0 to 18, however you want, but as far as that.
Yeah, that's a big decision, Sweet, but these kids ain't like us.
Nah, they
still. They ain't like, cause my mom and them, they made it perfectly clear.
Just like your mama did.
I mean,
your
mama,
all our mamas did.
They made it they perfectly different. Clear, you ain't grown yet.
And if your ass don't want to abide by these rules, well, go ahead and be grown as hell on your own, on them streets.
I mean, we can try. I agree, you got your opinion. And
yeah,
I ain't
that's
gonna
it,
say
girl,
you
ass shit.
But, I mean, some kids, you can't tell them nothing.
But you have to protect.
You try.
I feel like you just have to protect the kids also. Because
even when they fucked up and
some,
don't know that.
Force. Yeah. I call it the Illuminati. I don't know who it is, but it's some force that is pushing this down on
the world. The world.
On the world.
Not just.
And you're making it so you.
Try to turn you gay.
Yeah.
They try to turn everybody gay.
But Shereen, I think it's this thing right here.
Yeah.
But
I think it's this thing right here is powerful, man.
And it's also an attack on family.
It's powerful.
Yeah, right. It is. It is. It's like.
An attack on family.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
The family, they don't want male and female to be better because that's how normally you raise better children is man and woman.
Man and woman.
They raise the child, you normally get a better outcome. That's not what they want to push.
No.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying about this phone, man.
And social media.
But that's how they push it. They push it through everything.
They got niggas fucked up. They got niggas fucked up.
Yeah.
They got the world fucked up.
Like I agree with that. Even with the baby. He can talk about killing niggas all day.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what a motherfucker say.
That's nothing but that.
I agree with that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. He can talk about killing.
I'm going to go kill this little nigga on set. Some shit he rap about. And it's fine. You can go kill him. Go do that. Hell yeah. Soon as you say, hey, don't put that dick in your butt, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? Don't do it. If that's what he wants to do, let him do it. Man, y'all nigga ain't gonna sit here. Hey, look, you can't cancel us, nigga. We ain't got no skin in the game. Hey, look, we good. We straight. So we gonna give y'all opinion. Yeah. Y'all can debate this shit if you want to. So, you know, that's how we feel, though, man. This is everyday life with Rook at.
Fino. And this right here is what's the
Sports Connection.
One thing.
Speaker's Lounge.
And.
Wait, I got something to say.
Oh, shit. I fucked up.
Just came out with from who might be a top 5 MC all time. Nah, just came out with a new album.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say nothing about that. Now,
King Z's too. He got a song on there. He got a song on there with Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill did her thing for the first time in a long time.
All right, boy. You stupid as hell. You trying to say she ain't did shit since then, since I ruled the world. Well, I ain't fucking with you. I can't stand Mike.
Hey, but she did a thing on there. He got one on there with Eminem and EPMD on the same song.
Whoa.
Yeah, they go hard on that, John.
Yeah.
They go hard on
Eminem
that,
Eminem and EPMD?
Yeah. They go hard on
that. You got a song on there, Death Row East.
Yeah.
If you're a Nas fan, check it out. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And also, it ain't rap, but Prince came out with some Prince songs that he had made over the years.
Damn, Brady, drop the phone talking about Prince.
Welcome to America, so check that out too, man. It's pretty good too.
For sure.
Some songs he made over the years that never got released.
Prince that nigga though,
man. This is the last thing we got. Would y'all endorse a Lauryn Hill versus Missy Elliott versus?
No.
Fuck no, man.
That's too much.
That's too much. I mean, it's
who the fuck will win?
You don't think Lauryn Hill will be there on time?
motherfucker ain't showing up, man.
Is that what it is for y'all? I can understand.
Man, y'all know. Look, people be talking. Hold up, man. Hold up. We go. Man, this is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And this is the Speaker's Lounge, man. Let's get it.
You.
Do everything that she can physically do. They say it's unfair.
They say it's unfair for her to be able to do the shit that she can
right,
do.
Right, like, you know how great that is?
The other contestants are incapable.
Yes, like.
But that means that they just can't do it. If she's part of the Olympics and she's, you know, she's made it to the Olympics, she's doing something
that's fucking good.
It's good. And just because the rest of them can do it.
Right.
So this was my outlook on it was, wow, I mean, how can she transition? Say if you're practicing the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're doing your flips, you got them down, she know what she's doing. And then they say, well, no, we're not going to give you the points for it. Well, me being the person I am, I say, okay, well, I'm not going to do it.
I sit the fuck down.
But then I need to change my routine. And it's going to be hard for me to change my routine like that and not do those jumps or whatever the case may be. So to me, she just didn't have enough time to come up with a whole new routine. Because she's been doing this. And she got it down bad.
You think they sabotage? So what Sheree's saying is she think they fucking sabotage.
I mean, you know it's hate, though. You feel what I mean? What else is it?
She got the twisties, like most players, that she couldn't find. She didn't know where she was when she started twisting. So she didn't know how she was going to land. She could land on her neck. She could land on a thing. She got lost when she was in the air. That's why she had to pull out.
Oh.
That's what they say.
That's what she said.
That's true. That is what she said. And I'm not saying that she, you know, tell a lie, but you know, at the same time,
that edit makes you find a professional lie. That could have been a professional lie.
It's more and like she don't want to. And she, you.
Yeah, like I ain't gonna blast you, but. I ain't finna do this bullshit.
You know, if you come out and be like, well, they wouldn't let me do this, then that's what kind of caused people to say, you're making an excuse. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that is the statement in itself. Like, the girl can retire right now, and that's all that needs to be said.
Yeah, and I'm not saying like, that she don't have any twisties, because I get here in the interview, and I seen the flips, I seen her falling and everything. She may have had it. But also, you got that pettiness, and I'm pretty sure she just
My thing was, I didn't like the way that them fat behind white men sitting up there calling her quitters and haters and stuff. And then you had some of us, not all skin folks or kin folks.
That's right, you got some.
We're talking about, you know, she's
quitters. Bodega.
Most of them get out of breath going to the bathroom. So
fat bastard.
Girl, how was she
doing? You ain't got no voice to even sit there and speak on her.
Hey, we're gonna give a shout out to Athene Moo.
Who?
Yep, Athene Moo.
Is an Olympic gold medalist in the women's 800 meters. She ran a 1 hour. That was 1 hour and 55 minutes. Oh, was that 1 minute and 55?
1 minute.
Oh, yeah, 1 minute and 55.
She got over an hour. I was like, shit.
I messed that up. That 1 minute and 55 seconds.
Man,
I ain't never paid attention to the 800 meters until that black, beautiful.
Damn, I ain't know them people.
Woman, 19 years old from Trenton, New Jersey, came and did her thing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give a shout out to the Jamaican 4x100.
What's her name?
They wanted to go.
What the hell is her name? I seen her. She's fastest woman in the world now, right?
Elaine. Her name. One of the girls' name is Elaine.
Y'all think Shakari would have beat her?
That would have been.
She set the record.
That would have been close, but that girl was running more.
Yeah,
that girl was running. I was like, damn, in Jamaica,
she was running.
You were running more.
Y'all forget Allison Felix.
Yeah, she set a record for having 11 medals.
She beat Carl Lewis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She beat Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
She got 10, she got 11.
A woman beat Carl Lewis's record. That's gangster.
Hey, the Americans assembled an all-star lineup for the 4x400 relay. Sydney McLaughlin, the gold medalist and world record holder in the 400-meter hurdles, led them off. Followed by Felix, she handed off to the 400-meter hurdles silver medalist and Rio gold medalist, Delilah. It might be Delilah.
Delilah.
Muhammad, and then the closer was Athene Moo. the 19-year-old sensation from New Jersey who won gold in the 800 meters.
Let's see what this fuck this Athene Moo is.
Yes, sir. She's black and she's slick and she's black girl magic. What do you think about the men winning the championship in the basketball?
They shut all them skeptics up when they were losing. They yeah, shut
they,
them all up.
They did what they were supposed to do. They should have won. Yeah. But I just find it hilarious that the media chooses to always want to make hot takes.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
it's
saying?
It's a hot take.
And the players need to keep calling them out because they make the players seem like they're sensitive. But then whenever a player says something back to somebody from the media comes back. But then they say, well, the player shouldn't say nothing to us. Uh-huh. He's soft and sensitive. But then when he says something, you're going to respond back to him. So how you ain't soft and sensitive?
Now, did the women win the gold too?
Yeah. So Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird won their fifth. They both got 5 Olympic gold medals in women's basketball, which is that's a whole lot.
I seen that they was.
Yeah, they ain't lost in a while.
Brittany, what's her name?
Brittany Griner.
30
points. Yeah. Okay.
KD did his thing with the Olympics. Yes. When he turned it on, couldn't nobody compete with him.
They were just giving him the ball like he wasn't even an Olympic team. Here you go, K.
Say, handle that shit.
Yep.
Once he turned it on, nobody could beat him.
Because they started off slow. I'm like,
yeah.
So the Japanese people was playing basketball.
Hey, them motherfuckers playing, ain't they?
They what y'all? Run too, but that little Japanese man came in third.
In what? Basketball?
Oh, in the 100.
Oh, in the 100 yard day.
Hey, how y'all feel about the Olympics? Like everything, like all in all right now. How y'all feel about the Olympics? How you think the Americans and shit looking like?
Well, they top of medal count. Yeah. Most gold medals, most medals.
But right there, right. Like some of them didn't realize that them countries came to win.
That's true too.
Japanese.
Who was them folk throwing them damn balls up in the air last night?
Yeah, I was fucking at a sport.
I said, what the fuck? And then I got to watching. I said, oh shit. Oh, man, that shit takes skill.
The gymnastics,
but it was like dancing, gymnastics,
yeah,
but I had a fucking red ball, and then the bitches had the hula hoop.
Yeah.
Fuck me up.
Hey, think about it. I don't know if y'all remember on the Brandon Mack show, the gymnastics. The little boy was doing it with the
little fucking baton shit.
Yeah.
The little fucking twist.
Yeah.
I was like Sheree. I was like,
hey, she
the fuck is this?
She was watching one on TV. Speed walking is an Olympic sport.
Yep.
Huh?
Speed walking.
They had to walk, I think it's 10 o'clock. Speed walk 10 o'clock.
You gotta walk.
Can't what walk. The fuck you mean speed walking, Gray?
Walk. You gotta walk. Yeah.
You got speed walking. Yeah.
If y'all ain't see Gray, Gray was like it. Fuck out of here.
And I couldn't believe people move their bodies that way the way they walking.
Men and women.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
And then handball, that would trick me up. Tabletop. I mean, they was.
Oh, that ping pong. That what? Ping pong, man, them mugs, I don't know how they hit that ball the way they do.
Yeah.
I saw one.
Seriously?
I saw one. The table's right here. The ball's way out here. And he's out here hitting it back on the table.
And they be flaming, boy. They be going.
That should be a skill. That should be a skill that I don't know.
Stuff, and it just the skill. Like I said, I don't think America was ready for them to be as prepared and fun, especially running. Because you got countries, you like, well, you know, they ain't gonna be.
Yeah.
Shoot, even Italy.
You know,
they want to go.
You know, the Americans arrogant.
Right. They do 100 meters, then they Italy came, took them 400 by 100. I'm like, goodness.
Man, this shit's crazy.
Hey, we're gonna shift gears right here because we got our guests coming on. But what kind of predictions do y'all have for the football?
Steelers, NFL.
Steelers win their division.
Who won that game though last week? Dallas and
Steelers
goddamn
going
Steelers.
To the Super Bowl.
And hey, they gotta look better than they looked the other night.
And look, being one playing with chilling is crazy.
They still beat Dallas the other night.
Yeah. Dak Prescott didn't play either, but did both of them look sloppy as hell?
We did.
Both of them.
Claude said, "This ain't the real game. This is the preseason game. We want the real game."
I'll say this. If Dak Prescott or Ben Roethlisberger either go down, both of them teams in trouble.
Well, but anybody start quarterback, go there, might as well just go and cancel their season.
Look at him. He defended Pittsburgh already.
I got one for him, though.
Other than Tampa Bay, maybe.
When Carson Wentz went down, they still won the Super Bowl.
It ain't going to happen now.
But at least the starter can go down.
Will Jalen Hurts, or if I was Jalen Hurts, they won the Super Bowl in Philly this year.
No.
All right, we're going to shift gears one more time.
Go ahead.
Basketball free agency. Did y'all... Give it to me. What? Nothing.
I feel like still Lakers and the Nets is where I'm at with it right now.
The Nets did a sneaky good move by picking up Patty Mills as their point guard. That's a nice move they did. Okay. That'll give them a backup. If something does happen to Kyrie, they got somebody they a capable backup to put in there and don't fall but so far.
And they're talking about getting LaMarcus Aldridge talking about he might come back, just depending. And if he passed the physical and stuff, they he ended up back in Brooklyn. Oh my lord.
Real quick.
And Miami made some good moves. Yeah, they improved a lot. I don't know if they're on the next level, but they improved a lot.
Yeah, they're trying something.
The top level, yeah. But I feel like the Nets is gonna be too much for them.
As long as they stay healthy.
I wanna ask y'all a question real quick. Mm-hmm. If you wanna join before we end it off. What y'all this big talk, just the big fucking talk. Numbers changing and everything. Russell Westbrook going to fucking LA. How y'all feel about that, Quan?
Well, I'm angry.
How you feel about that?
Because the Lakers got Russ, Dwight, and Melo. God damn.
They got somebody else, too. What's the dude from Charlotte?
Malik Monk.
And Nunn, right? And Nunn?
Mm-hmm. Got Nunn.
There's one move that people are talking about to change the West.
What's that?
If somehow Golden State pulls off and get Ben Simmons,
they going to trade?
They talking about Wiggins. Wiseman and some draft picks.
No, they said they not trading Wiseman. They said unless it was Bradley Beal, they not going to give him up.
They probably not going to get Ben Simmons. But the starting five of Curry, Klay Thompson, Ben Simmons, and with Draymond Green, that's one of the best defensive teams. You're going to be hard to score on them. All them play defense.
I believe that. I agree.
Be the Lakers and the Warriors. Yeah, and that's why I come back. Because even if he come back, what's the odds after the knee injury he gonna be what he need to be?
At least
so,
for a year or so.
Right. To me, I feel like it's Lakers and the Warriors if they get Ben or they
Ben
get changed, anybody.
Yeah, Ben changed.
If they get Bradley Beal, they might actually win the West. Like, real talk. Okay.
But the best thing for Ben Simmons would be to go to State. Because if you can't learn to shoot from them, you got Steve Curry.
Too many fucking shooters.
Steph Curry, Clay Thompson.
That bitch
ain't
no shooter.
You got all the shooters around
him.
Yeah. If you don't, just pass it.
Yeah. Hey. That would help him because he would have to shoot
defense. Yeah, right. He can just play defense.
Yeah. And Draymond would be a little bit more spread out.
Especially
they can keep Wiseman too.
Yeah.
Because he has room to move in the lane.
Oh my lord.
Because you can't double team off Steph Clay.
And bitch, you gotta be on your shit.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're gonna end it with this right here. What happened last night? Because I fell asleep.
Again, to see.
Hey, Derek, the Black Beast Lewis, and Sir
Gone.
Bone Gaming Kane. Who won that?
Kane.
Sir.
What happened? Give us what happened.
He kicked that front leg. Kicked it, like Casey said.
Yeah.
And when your front leg, plant leg out, that takes your power away. And then he tapped him out.
Man, that fool sat on the ground with his ass up in the air like a hoe. This how it was. This how it ended. Ass in the air like a hoe. And turned over crying. That's what happened to
him. He was crying, man.
That boy was a hoe, boy.
That boy, his leg.
He wasn't built like that. He just looked hard.
His leg was probably bruised. Yellow. Mug was kicking the hell out of
his leg. You kicked that shit a bunch of times in the game over.
And you can't plant, dude.
Yeah, you can't. I ain't no power there. No. You get knocked out.
Game plan. He had the game plan. He played with him. Dude got some talent.
Damn right. What's his name? Surly Gone. I think
Say it again, Pino.
Surly Gone. It's not Surly Gang, Curly Gang. Oh, yeah. Surly Gone.
Him being the interim champion, eventually he's gonna have to fight Francis Ngannou who is the regular champion. They're gonna have to fight eventually. To unify that title, see who the real champion is.
Hey, we're gonna end it with this right here.
Quick, hold on.
Oh, you got some
hold
up.
Remember, hold on, I need my
phone. Let me get this in there, my friend.
The end of this month.
Yeah.
Earl Spencer Pacquiao.
Oh.
Earl, he ended, man. Who? I'm calling it. He retired Pacquiao.
I missed this.
Yeah. This is when, Mike? The 21st?
21st.
The 21st.
So 2 weeks from yesterday.
Earl Spencer. Earl the what? I forgot what they fuck they call. Earl Spencer's the fucking man. He coming off that fucking car wreck a couple years ago. Is this his first?
We was at the house.
We
had to come better than he came.
He was still shaky.
Yeah, he was shaky for you though.
His motor skills still weren't exactly right. So now he might be ready.
He retired him.
Right. Fuck Pacquiao.
We gonna end it with this right here. We got some black girl magic. I don't know if y'all know this. Ashley Johnson takes being a role model very seriously. The goalkeeper for the U.S. women's water polo team. What y'all know about that? We got black girl women's polo team goalie. What you know about that? She helped lead the squad to his third straight Olympic gold medal on Saturday. And she used this moment to inspire others. She said, "I represent people of color in aquatics." She said, after she made 11 saves in the American 14-5 victory over Spain in the Tokyo Olympics. We doing it, y'all!
Got black girl magic.
We all over the place. And she also, I'm going to add this and we're going to finish. She's a Princeton alum.
Damn.
What Princeton? You know about that? And she is considered perhaps the best goalkeeper in the world. We doing that.
Let's do that shit. We done took everything now. Now when you say water polo, y'all ass done. This our shit. Hey, man, you know what this is, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And this is the Sports Connection with Mike and
Quan.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Yo, 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 you know what this is? We back. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
The season finale.
That's what it is.
We couldn't end this off. We couldn't stop doing what we're doing for this season without having a super important guest on the show. One of the homies people, definitely, so it was a must we had to have on the show. We have Miss Shakoya Barber in the building, man. So can we get a round of applause for Miss Shakoya Barber? Yeah. That's what we talking about, man. What's going on?
Nothing much.
That's what's up. OG, what you got for her? What kind of questions you got for her, man? She's naturally enchanted. Take a sip. Naturally enchanted is what's going on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, when people ask me that question, it's so hard.
Hard?
Yeah, like, okay. Well, my name is Shakoya Barber. I'm born and raised in Martinsville.
276.
Martinsville High School, graduated from there, then went to Old Dominion University. And now I'm just, you know, living life.
Yeah. That's what's up. ODU.
Yeah.
You liked it in 757?
No, I did it online.
It's all good. Save it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, you're doing it the right. Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Believe that.
So what was the first concoction you ever made?
The first concoction that I ever made was the scalp repair oil. Mm. And that was one of my number one sellers to this day still. So, yeah.
So how long ago was that? Was you an early concoctor? You know, like, about 8 or 9 or, you know.
Just mixing shit. Yeah. Just mixing shit together.
Okay, so I'll just run through a quick backstory. So, back in 2011, I was going through some things with my own hair, trying to figure out, you know, my hair learning, you know, journey, things like that.
Yeah.
So I've always been playing in different things like herbs, creams, oils, you know, just different things. Yeah. So I'm not new to this at all.
Oh,
it looks like she do this. So basically from your own, you said you were on your own hair journey.
Yeah, when I was on my own hair journey, that, you know, I figured out some things with that, and then I had a family member that was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
So, definitely. You know, of course, with that, it comes, you know, hair loss and chemo and radiation, all that stuff. So I was mixing a lot of stuff from her.
So, you really were... Not trial and error, but trial and error. So it's like, this works though. This works right here, but I'm not going to do it. So yeah, you put it together. That's what's up, man. Big respect. It like, no mistakes. You just learned, you know, capitalized off everything, what she was doing. So yeah, exactly. That's major.
What was it that pushed you to take that leap of faith to start your own business?
Yes,
naturally enchanted.
Naturally enchanted, man. Let's go.
That's what we got right here. Come on, this is man. The owner. Yep. Why did you jump out there?
Family, pretty much. It was just a hobby. I was doing it for family and friends, and then they just kind of pushed me because I was never one to just throw myself out there or just take risks or, you know, things like that. And then they just kind of made me do it. So.
Word up. And it worked for you.
Yeah.
So you didn't take, you say you're not typically a risk taker.
Right.
But you took that risk and that risk jump. See what I'm saying? Like, we all of us, we never know what's going on.
Right.
Until we had that fear until we just jump, you know what I mean? And it come out.
Yeah.
So why did you name it Naturally Enchanted?
So, first starting, like I said, it was a hobby. It wasn't anything that I was kind of taking serious. I was just doing it on the side for family and friends. And then when my family told me, you know, you need to take it serious, people are interested in it, I did that, but I never thought about a name. I didn't know I had to name anything. Yeah, you know? Okay. So, of course, I had to talk with them about it, and I picked out a couple of names, and then I talked to one of my best friends, and I told her my vision, like what I wanted people to think and feel when they saw the name Naturally Enchanted. And she just came up with it. I talked to my parents about it. They're the ultimate judges. And
Hey, look. So simple. It's like, so you went out on it. You were like, yo, I'm just going to do this. And my peoples is got you. They going to confirm. It's like, because I ain't going to. I don't just do this.
Oh no! But I don't ever make a decision by myself when it comes up.
You gotta up. You gotta have a team because regardless of what anybody doing, anything that you do, you gotta have a team. You gotta have a nice support group, a nice support system.
Right.
Sometimes the support system is the one that helps you get through and to make that final decision. Like, I'm gonna do this.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what
motivation. It's it's a motivation thing. Like your family motivation. Yeah. Right. And that's what it was with her.
So that leads up to the next question. So it's not a one-woman show.
No.
It's a team.
Who your crew is? I thought you called the head. Where your crew at?
Well, you know, they stay in the background. They don't like to talk.
They behind the scenes. Yeah, got you. Like, so you face. They didn't officially made you the face. Got you.
So you be back. Y'all be like in the back. Y'all got a place where y'all be concocting this
whipping
stuff.
It up.
Okay, yeah, so I like that.
Oh, they like hocus pocus.
Yeah,
they like hocus pocus.
Yeah,
whipping up the daggone recipe.
Yeah,
that's what's up, man. That's
so, what kind of products do you have?
Right now, I have a wide range of hair products. We're trying to get into some skincare products for your body, your face. You know, different oils and creams and things like that. More stuff coming soon for men. Beards are the thing now.
Yeah, that's what they say, man.
So you got somebody you can test it on.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad, you know what I mean?
Okay. He's the guinea pig.
Okay.
You the guinea pig, damn. For sure. That's how I be though.
Yeah.
And he gladly the guinea pig. So what you got, baby? Look. Go on, right.
Yeah.
What you got?
You should get paid though.
Oh no, Pop, you ain't right. You ain't right, Pop. No, Pop. I ain't riding with you.
Go ahead.
That's what's up, man.
Sheree, you got any questions? Because we don't want to hog up all the time. We got, what? The women, you know, okay. You ain't got that more.
What? What next?
Oh, go ahead.
See, you took over the whole joint. I'm going to ask you. What do you see yourself or your company or, you know, your whole goal, your dream in the next 10 years?
Afar, very far.
Gotcha.
Within the next 10 years, I want to have at least 2 storefronts. And, you know, of course, one here in Martinsville and then maybe somewhere a little further.
That's right.
But, I mean, 10 years is a long time, so we got a lot of time to play
it
with.
It is, but it ain't.
And you exactly
You're right. It is, exactly but it ain't. Right. And you know, so, yeah, that was just my question, yeah. Because I know that anytime independent, small business, the fears of everything. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the shit that creeps in your head, like,
and
is this going to shake?
That's true. And I'm definitely a person like that. Like, I will sit and think about something for years or months or, you know, whatever.
Months! They'll stay on your mind. Definitely.
You know, before actually doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting a lot better with that. So I think 10 years to have, you know, 70 goals definitely is.
They say if your dreams and your goals don't fucking scare you.
Oh, yeah.
Then you ain't dreaming big enough.
Yeah, that's
so true. If you're getting scared, that's like, true. Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing good. So, man, like, I just had to pick your brain on that because I know it's a small business. As a small business owner.
Yeah, well, I mean, your small business is your big business.
Exactly. Like, the small, it turns into that. See, like, we got this thing going on called Black Wall Street, right?
Mm-hmm. 276
Virginia. You know what I mean? So, it's just basically embracing our blackness and knowing that we are going to take our role to what, you know what I mean, to where it's supposed to be.
Right.
And having businesses, not just one, not just two, not just three, 30,
right.
50, 100.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's our proper place. We bosses.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what it is, man.
So, what's next for Naturally Enchanted?
What do you mean, what's next?
What's next? What's next?
I mean, like, so is the storefront, is that coming soon? Is you going to be hiring more people? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Well, as far as a storefront, I would like to have one within the next year.
Okay, so next year.
That's a goal. Okay. And I think we're going to stick with family for now. Just kind of keep it small. But as far as what's next, definitely expanding in products, expanding in, you know, ideas and more research to better what we already have.
Okay.
So just continuing to work.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that you, but she do have, but hold on though. I want to give you a big shout out though, because I'm on my iPad right now. Shout out my iPad. I typed in Naturally Enchanted. You can go check her out on Facebook. Google her.
Yeah.
Like, more than anything, you can Google a little buddy right here now, right? And you can pull up the product. Feel what I'm saying? So, I feel like what's next for Naturally Enchanted is you finna do some big shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to cut nothing off, but that, straight like that, that's major. Yeah, you can Google, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go. This is Googling around here. Google, yeah, gang. Yeah,
you got to do it. But we want to know, what kind of advice would you give a new entrepreneur?
Yeah. Somebody that's like you.
But scared.
Shit, I don't think I want to do this. But has a vision.
Yeah.
As a goal.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would say is to just be open-minded and being careful with yourself. You know, just kind of take the small steps, but you can't be comfortable.
So
definitely take the advice that you can get from other people that are in the same network as you, from other business owners, and just be open-minded. Another thing that I would say is don't base your progress off of someone else's.
Okay.
Because
at the very beginning,
I would compare my business to someone else who maybe have started the same time I did, or maybe a year or two before I did, and I would find myself being discouraged and unmotivated.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't, you know, I can't do that.
Can't do that.
So
they blessing came for them when it was their time.
Exactly.
Yours gonna come for you when it's your time, and when you get to say, yo, this is what it was.
Exactly. So just taking the leap of faith, taking risks, because you gotta get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then just going based off of your own progress, not anyone else's.
Definitely. That was well spoken. Well said. You broke that down for the hard head and for the simple mind.
Now, is it like a think tank between like-minded business people? Do you feel like, you know, like, okay, I'm Skrill Barber. I own Naturally Enchanted. Now, can you go down the road, or can do y'all, like, talk to each other amongst yourselves, you know?
Unity is their unity.
Yes.
Is their unity in like the,
small
business world?
Yeah. Like, do y'all talk amongst ourselves about, well, I can get these boxes over here. Well, I can get these.
If you can get them boxes, I can.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can get these containers over here. They got them over here cheaper. Now, do you think it's that kind of camaraderie around here, or do you think it's more or less, I got my thing, I ain't gonna tell you what I got
I was gonna say, you're getting a little juicy, because you got that a lot in Martinsville. A lot of people, you know, feel that they can't tell you something, or they can't help you because they don't want you to get ahead of them.
Woo! That's
and it's sad though. It's sad, and I tell anybody that I come across, anybody that, you know, might have a business, whether it's, they could be selling cars. It doesn't matter. But you have a lot of that, and I wish it was different. But anytime I talk to anyone that's either a business owner that's bigger than my business or smaller than my business, it should be the same conversation always.
I don't think that it's just here. You hear that complaint?
That's true.
Every city.
Yeah.
In every city, if you winning, nobody wants you to. If you're trying to win, they don't want you to win above them.
Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? It's like everybody's competition. We haven't figured out camaraderie. Haven't figured out the camaraderie thing yet.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of businesses are early, first year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 4 year businesses.
Yeah.
So when you have a newcomer like Miss Shakoya Barber,
yes,
they're stepping on the scene like, yo, I got them. I'm trying to do this. Yeah. It's like, that's my lane.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing here? I ain't mad at you. Holler somebody else to get you to that, get you that content. So
yeah,
we do. We need more camaraderie. So yeah, I mean, but that's everywhere. Yeah. Not just the two. It's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. But we do be talking about that. We try and.
We're trying to change the narrative.
Yeah, we are.
We're changing the narrative, honestly. So, you know, we're just going to continue to try to change the narrative. Not to make it about us, but.
Yeah.
I mean, just small businesses in general, we just have to kind of stick together.
Yeah.
Whether you're selling hair products, whether you're selling cars or houses.
Whatever it is.
We all have the same journey in a way.
Gotta you got to stick together. You do, man. Because you got your own thing going on. You're trying to do this over here. But the common denominator is we black.
Yeah.
And we in this shit together. Like, you gonna get put through the same door I get put through. So why not help each other? You feel what I'm saying?
We got... Brown's Anointed Touch Barber and Beauty is gonna give away
a free haircut for one little boy
and
a free hairdo for one little girl.
Yeah, so we're gonna let Miss Barber choose the young lady.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna let her do that. You know what I'm saying? And then the next section, we're gonna be doing the haircut. You know what I'm saying? So you just pick one and then, oh man, I'll probably
die. It's okay.
And I'll just. Just throw it on there and
shake up the Ziploc. Oh, she already picked it out. You got to shake that Ziploc up.
Hold on.
Too late now.
She already picked it. It's wrapped. Yep, it's already pulled.
What's the name?
Toya.
Is that the no last name? Just straight Toya?
Toya.
Well, you know who you is, Toya. You in our inbox. You are the winner of a free hairdo from Brown's Anointed
Touch.
There you go. Let's get it.
And, our last question for you is, where can we get your products?
Well, I do have a website. My website is naturallyenchanted.com or naturallyenchantedproducts.com. Just like you said, just go on Google and you see
Googler.
And then I do have a Facebook page. My Facebook page is The Naturally Enchanted. And then I have a Facebook group, and it's Naturally Enchanted Products.
Okay.
And I'll be at a couple events, too. I do want to tell y'all about that. So... this Sunday coming up, the 15th, I will be at the Ladies and Gents Beauty and Barber Shop for Culturally Invested. It's a black-owned business pop-up shop. I'll be there. It'll be some people with doing lashes, some people that are selling other products, you know, clothes, whatever.
You got big business going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's big business going on.
And then the 21st, I'll be at the Smith River Festival. And then on the 28th, I'll be at an event called Free Day that's hosted by Bobby Blue on the 28th at Sports Complex. So I'll be there as well. So we got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's going to be big. You know what? I actually was going to invite you to our 1-year anniversary for our podcast, which is on the 28th. So you booked and busy.
Yeah.
So you good. As long as you working, hey, you working for us, man. So it's all great.
She will be at... Ladies and gents, 929 Starling Avenue next Saturday.
Starling.
Next Sunday. That's next Sunday. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Yep.
Come out and shop. Come out and support. Show love.
There's going to be a lot of other black-owned businesses that are there. It's a lot.
So is there anything else you want to say? Tell the people?
No. You got any other questions?
Anything you want to leave? Anything you... I ain't got nothing for you.
Serena, you got any questions for me? Quan, do you got any questions?
I ain't got no questions, but follow Facebook.
Yeah.
Go type in Naturally Enchanted.
That's how you do it. See, that's how a real man do it. He plug his woman, man. You got anything you want to say? Yeah, I want to plug my lady. That's how we do it. That's how we do it, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Cino.
And you have Miss Shakoya Barber in the building. And we out. This is episode 20, season finale. Let's go.
Yo, that's dope. How little man said Fino, like,
They be watching it at home. So, you know, like, at home, they hear it all the time. Like, Everyday Life with Rook and Fino.
But Rook is there. This is the most we done got out of you.
She brings some up out of him.
He done paced this floor.
Did you see that?
He said,
I'm notice that.
Yeah.
But you know, I said, yo, cuz is pacing.
Something was going on behind me, so.
He is pacing.
Look at
it. Yeah, Sheree, take a picture. I'm going to.